I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlifers sources report, you know, we're only days away from the buck season in West Virginia, and getting your rifle ready is always an important task. Coming up, we'll give you a few suggestions on how to do that quickly and effectively. With the rifle season for deer just around the corner, a lot of people are going to be pulling out their hunting rifle for the first time in a year. So Kim Shaw at DNR says it's important to give it a good going over well before you shoot it.
If you haven't had your firearm out lately, probably the biggest thing is safety. You know, make sure it's in safe working condition. You know, everybody hears the old horror stories about, you know, some obstruction in the bore. So it's a good time to give your rifle or shotgun a good cleaning. You know, make sure all the screws, say the guard screws for the trigger guard, are tight. And then, you know, make sure you have the right type ammunition.
Once you've determined it's safe and you have your right ammo, get to the range, or at least a safe place with a backstop to shoot, and take a few shots. Close in at first if it's a first-time scoping rifle, or start where you were a year ago with it.
I go out and sight my gun in and find a safe backstop. I usually shoot at 25 yards first, you know, just to make sure it's going to be on the target somewhere. And you know, if it's a new gun, I'll try it out at 25, and then I'll go back to 100 yards. Now, if I have a scope, of course, it's a lot easier. You know, I can just dial it in according to, you know, you typically better scopes will be have a little finer adjustment, maybe a quarter inch versus a half inch adjustment for some of the less expensive ones. So if I have a scope, I just turn the knobs in the direction that it's indicated, and I dial it in, and then I'll usually shoot one more three-shot group, you know, just to make sure I'm there, and a little bit of practice for me, too.
But what if you're not using a scope?
A lot of people still like iron sights. You know, if I'm sighting my rifle in with iron sights, I'm going to move the back sight in the direction I want the group to go, or say the back sight doesn't move well, I'm going to move the front sight in the opposite direction that I want the group to move.
So how far is considered adequate if you're hunting in West Virginia? Now, it really depends on where you are, but Shaw says, for the most part, 100 yards works fine.
100 yards is, you know, you keep remembering, forgetting sometimes, you know, unless you're hunting big field pastures, you know, West Virginia is a wooded state, so you're not going to be able to see, you know, much past 100 yards.
And once you're done, don't put it away without some tender love and care.
Give the gun a good cleaning. You know, if I'm cleaning it ready to hunt, instead of storage, I'll usually put something light in the bore, like a Hoppy's Number 9. You know, not as likely to, you know, cause the bullet to be off a little bit.
Take those steps, and you'll be ready when buck season opens here in a couple of weeks. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.